Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. Good morning to you and to you, everyone.
Good morning.
All of you.
Good morning.
It's a good day. Amen. We thank God for life, health, and strength. Without his life, there would be no life. Without his health, there would be no good health. Without his strength, there would be no strength. And we just praise him. And thank him for everything that he's done.
Yes.
This is a wonderful day. I want you to get your prayer requests together first this morning. I have some specific instructions from you, or rather for you, from the Lord. And get your prayer requests. Not saying your praise reports. Get your prayer requests ready. And I'll give you some instructions in just a few moments that God gave to me. All right. And I wanted to start... I want to stop for a station, you might say, identification. Amen. Trying to hook up Pastor Strada here, but I know Ambassador Hagen is here. If you would give us a station identification, where we're coming from, how many listeners we have, that type thing. And we just thank God for the blog line today. God bless you. The line is open to you. Ambassador Hagen, and good morning to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And good morning, Chief Ambassador. Our international honor to our international ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson, to Ambassador Betty Johnson, to Ambassador Home Light Mother Johnson, Mother Adelie Johnson, Mother to the Nation. Thank God for all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the pastors and our bishops and all of the other broadcasters, to everyone who's listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting here live in the city of the Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio, it is the largest social talk radio in the world, and we have approximately over 90 million listeners all around the world. We're being heard literally in countries such as Afghanistan, Iberia, Argentina, Australia, Austria, China, Costa Rica, Congo, Denmark, or India, Italy, Japan, Jordan, Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, Sweden, South Africa, oh my, Vietnam, West Indies, you name it, just literally all over the world. And we are excited about what the Lord is doing. We can be reached simply by calling in. We're here live. You can call into the station to reach us 347-934-0207. And may God bless each and every one of you. And our Chief Ambassador, we thank God for you and for the excellent job that you're doing in broadcasting this message all around the world. May God forever bless you is our prayer. God bless you, sir. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. My God. God is blessing us. It's so amazing, you know, what God has done. And there is a song that says, "Look what the Lord has done." I want to apologize to all of you on the front line. Done anything to you, said something to you that you didn't like. If I was of God, I'm not apologizing. But if I offended you, I'm sorry. The Lord bless you and keep you. God is so good, and we do thank him for what he's doing and for what he's done. God is blessing, and we praise him. Now, the Lord spoke to me on last night. Yeah, the Lord spoke. And I'm so grateful that he is so good and so kind. Before I begin, let me thank God for all of those on the front line. We honor all of you on the front line. We honor First Lady of the Line, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, Mother Adelie Johnson, our 94-year-old mother on the line, and all of our prayer warriors, and Brother Johnson's over our prayer warriors, and we celebrate all of our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect thank God for all of you, Ambassadors Hagen and Pfeiffer and Stern, all of you, and Ambassadors Elect, Gina, and to our Prophetess Stitt, and to all of our mothers on the line. God bless you. Thank God for all of you, Dr. Lacey, and we can't forget about our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, friends. We thank God for them. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Kevin Strotter and Pastor Williams and Elder Davis, Elder Coates, and all of you who are joining us today. I want to thank you for all your help. I'd be remiss to think that you have to care. People don't have to care about you. This is a day and time when people don't really care about nothing but themselves. And I'm aware that people don't have to care about this prayer line. They don't have to care about me. And I appreciate you. Say that publicly to you, that I do appreciate you so very, 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 very much. And God bless you. My God, the Lord is good. I hope you hear me real well. On last night, the Lord moved in a very special and gracious way. And he moved so, God moved in my heart that today many of you will receive miracles. He told me to say whatever I say it boldly. Today, many of you will receive miracles. I'll stay away from timing because God is the one and only person over timing. Amen. I even teach people, quit saying that this is going to happen this time and that time, because God is over that. He's the one who's over timing. But I got it from him. He said, tell him today he's going to do a lot of miracles. And he wants me to lead you into praising your way to a miracle. I haven't really prayed here, but I want to accomplish all this at one time. And I know that we haven't thanked him like we normally thank him, but I'm accomplishing something different here today. And what people need is available to them if they will only praise their way to it. You can praise your way to a miracle. God said, you can do that. And that's why David said in Psalms 23:3, let me change that back. David said in Psalms 22:3, God is holy and he inhabits the praises of his people. You've been wondering what that is? It's in Psalms 22:3. God is holy and he inhabits the praises of his people. And God has pressed on my heart. Somebody's moving around a lot here. God has pressed on my heart that we are to continue giving him praises today. Don't want to have to mute your line. You would kind of just curtail your movement. But we are to continue giving him 1,000 thank yous today. Thank yous from your heart. Amen. And you are to praise your way to a miracle. This is from the Lord. It's for you today. Or maybe someone in Africa or in India, if you don't want it, or someone in Asia or in Brazil or Indonesia or the Philippines or many other countries, Germany, and maybe somebody in France or Sweden. But if you have the faith, won't you hear me? God has the power, and if we praise him, he will show up and show out. Now, these are the specific instructions the Lord gave to me this morning. He said to me, he said, help many of them on the prayer line this morning to get a miracle. And for miracles will be falling everywhere. And whether you get one or not, doesn't depend on me. It depends on your faith, not mine. A lot of times I have a prayer line at our church, and they've been wondering, you know, what you made of, what you, can you do for me. It's not what I can do for you, it's what you can do. God bless you. You're getting in your car and we hear all that dinging. Mute your phone. Just put first mute on your phone, darling. Mute, please. But it depends on you. Whether you get a miracle or not depends on your faith. I said it depends on your faith, not mine. All right. Ask you. Thank you. God bless you. I did ask you. Thank you so much. Let me say this again. Many times people be thinking that it's the prophet's, what he has, whether or not they get a miracle. Not so. Let me prove it to you. It's according to your faith. If you look at Matthew 9:29, when Jesus was there in the city and two blind men came unto him and he touched their eyes, he touched both of their blind eyes, Jesus said to them, according to your faith, be it unto you. He didn't say according to my faith. Jesus was faith by himself. Faith came from him. So he had the faith. But he didn't say according to his faith would they be healed. He said according to your faith, blind people, according to your faith, be it unto you. You've got the faith. God's got the power. Now, we're going to get the prayer report in just a moment. I'm going to open the line in just a minute for prayer reports. And if I were you, this day, for sure, I would get my prayer report, a prayer request. Let me change that. We're going to open up the line to get prayer requests in this day. And if you can't get your whole prayer request in, I'm going to give you a chance to shout the name of every person that you want to be blessed on the prayer line in just a few moments. I'm going to give you a chance in just a moment. But get your prayer request in today because at least shout that name of the person when I give you that time. Whoever needs a miracle on the prayer line, put them on the list today when I ask you to. Because we are going to thank God 1,000 times on this line today. And with the 90 million other listeners that we heard about Megan referred to, thank you. From all over the world, we're going to give God 1 billion praises in around 20 minutes on this prayer line here today. And again, I'm going to ask you to say the names of every person you want a miracle for in just a few moments. And I hope somebody puts Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson on the list. And I hope you put me on the list because I certainly need a miracle. Because God showed me that he is going to do miracles today. I say it again. Because he wouldn't have given me these explicit and specific instructions if he were not going to do something special. Now, let me tell you, while you're thanking God today, I'm going to say reasons why we ought to thank him, why we ought to give him our thanks. These are substance reasons, to give everything we do in substance. We're not just saying thank you. I'm giving you substance why you're thanking him. I might say because he's our healer. I might say he woke us up this morning. But don't stop praising the Lord when I shout these reasons. I'm just putting substance into what we're doing. Just keep on praising the Lord anyway. You see, faith is not waiting till you get the results from what you ask God for and then thank the Lord. It's not faith. A lot of people think they got faith. Faith is not when you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you this or that. That's not faith. The doctor is a man just like me. The doctor's a man like any man on this line. Yeah. He's just been to school. I've been to school 8 or 9 years for a doctorate degree. He's been to school 8 years or 9 years to study medicine. Mm-hmm. And all he knows is what they taught him in the books or what he's experienced through his trial when he was practicing. Yeah, practicing. That's what you call it, practicing. because you win some, you learn how to do it, and you do it by practicing. And thank God for doctors. I don't knock doctors. I thank God for them. But I am aware that the only one who has divine power to really know all about the body is Jehovah God. He's a maker of all things. And I don't put my divine faith in doctors. I put my divine faith in God.
Amen.
And I want to let you know that if you put your faith in the doctors and have proclaimed everything they say, when they say it, you're in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Because they've lost a lot of cases. A lot of cases. But the one I know has never lost a case.
Amen.
He created everybody. He created everybody, B-O-D-Y, the body that you're in, he created. Amen. Through his creative ability. Amen. Now, all in Africa and in India, I want you to join us today. You may not be able to hear you, but I hear you in the spirit realm. I heard the African the other night. I heard the Africans in the spirit realm, my God, just praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They thank him faster than we do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They were just over there. I heard it in the spirit realm. And in India, they were doing something similar to that. Amen. Praising God and giving God thanks. And they praised their way to a miracle. They got that faith, that childlike faith. All right. And I want you to get ready. This is going. I may open it up later for some praise reports if you got unusual praise reports. But today, we're going to thank God 1,000 times on this line. I want to ask you if you would, when you start praising him, amen, know that while you're praising him, this is faith exercise. Amen. You thank him in advance. If you got cancer, thank him in advance for healing you of cancer. If you got diabetes, thank him in advance for healing you. This is what I'm teaching and training across the world. Thank him in advance, in advance. I challenge you to go get everybody you know. Call them on the line. If they blind, if they deaf, if they can't talk, whatever the problem is, if they got diabetes, get them on the line. This morning I'm challenging them. If they will not sit there dumb like they cannot talk, but if they will open their mouths and follow the instructions and praise the Lord for 15 to 20 minutes, we're going to thank him for 20 minutes. Let's see what the Lord will do. Let's see what God will do if we thank him for 20 minutes. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Now, thank you, Jesus. Other things I want to say to you. While you do this, I want to tell you that when you do this and first start doing this, a little ways, the devil is going to tell you that's enough to stop. I mean, he does this. He'll tell you to stop. And that means that you must be getting close to your miracle.
Yes,
that's what that means. Why would the devil say stuff? The devil lied on me and has lied on me for a long time, 12 years, more than that, just lying on me. It's time for him to stop. Amen. He tells you lies because you're about to get what God wants you to have. And you have to keep going when the enemy tells you to stop. And after we've gone about 20 minutes, that's when we're going to stop. I'll let you know. I'll be watching here, and we'll stop because we want to give God 1,000 praises. And the enemy would like to stop you before you get there. That's what he wants to do. He's the stop champion, the lie champion. He would try to he'll try to stop you every time. Why? Because he knows the scripture, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap our blessings if we stop not, if we faint not. And he wants to get you to faint. He wants to get you to stop. Now, last part of my instructions to you are these. At the close of this thanking God 1,000 times, I want the Ambassador Stern to read Psalms. If you get that, if you're on the line this morning, Ambassador Stern,
I am, sir.
I want you to get Psalms 105, and I want you to read only verse 1, verse 1 only. And Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you're on the line, I want you to read verse 2 after we thank him 1,000 times a day, and with people all over the world coming from Africa and Asia, everywhere, we're going to give God 1 billion praises. Oh, my God, I felt the Holy Ghost move. Yeah, we're going to give him 1 billion praises. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Not 1 million. I didn't say 1 million. I said we're going to give him 1 billion praises.
Yes, Lord.
This line today. Yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I hope you're ready. Amen. Thank God. Let's say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Morning.
Good morning, Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't want it to be said that I didn't speak to the Lord when given the opportunity. God bless you. God is good and kind. Now, praise the Lord, everybody. Let's go to him and let's thank him. This is our thank you praise reports that he's been good. And give me your prayer request before we go to him in this praise. That's what he asked me to do. He said, get the prayer request first. Go ahead. The line, just a moment here. I'm opening the Q&A prayer request. These are not praise reports. I'm opening up the Q&A prayer request. We're going to give him a praise in just a moment, everybody. But if you have a
Q&A session started.
Q&A prayer request, press star 6 and then 1. Get your prayer request in today. I'm waiting on you. Press request star 6 and then 1. The Lord bless you and keep you. Prayer request star 6 and then 1. All right. Go ahead, Sister Peterson. Amen. Quickly. Amen. Go ahead. All right. Sister Sheila, I'm opening the line open to you. Go ahead, Sister Sheila.
Good morning. Good morning. I truly thank God this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I just thank God for being alive and in my right mind. Is this prayer request or praise report?
Prayer request.
Okay. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I just want to pray for you and Lady Betty. I want to pray for Mother Johnson. I want to pray for my mother this morning, Juanita Moore. You know, she goes back and forth to the hospital every month, but I know God is a healer. He's truly healing her body. So I just thank God this morning. I just want to pray for each and every last person that's across the country. This Ebola is just going crazy, but the devil is a liar. But I'm just thanking God. So I just want to pray for each and every last one of you guys. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Peterson. I'm calling you one more time.
I need a blessing, and also need a blessing for you. You and Sister Betty and your mother.
All right, Sister Peterson. Thank you so much. Thank God. All right, Mother Wilson, I'm opening the line to you. Go ahead. We hear you. Go ahead. All right, let me move on. All right, Sister Bonita in Grand Rapids, the line is open to you.
Good morning. I would like to request prayer for the Johnson family. Ambassador Johnson and his family. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson, and I would like to request prayer for the individual whose car was repossessed.
Okay. We understand.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go on down. Mother Digby, the line is open to you. We hear you. Okay, Mother Digby, are you there? All right. May the Lord bless you. If you have a prayer request, go ahead and press that star 6 and then 1. You got to learn how to do that. And I'm opening the lines up to
unmuted.
This morning, if you have a prayer request, go ahead and make your prayer request known this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. Your line will be open in just a moment here. If you have one, speak it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. Anyone else with a prayer?
Praise the Lord.
All right, praise God. We hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. I just thank you. Praise God for another day. I just praise God for his goodness, and I was just laying here this morning just thanking how good God is, how good he has been throughout the year. I just thank and praise God for his goodness and just allow me to be on it.
Let me ask you, what is your prayer request? I'm getting prayer requests now.
Oh, you get a prayer request. Just continue to pray for Mother Jones and her family and my church family, Pastor Gina. I'm sorry.
All right. Anyone else have a prayer request?
This is Sister Christopher in Memphis. I like to request prayer for a coworker and friend of mine, Andrea Tuggle, just going through some emotional struggles right now. I want to pray for emotional strength and mental strength. And also, I'm here with my mother, Mother Wilson, and I'm going to let her make her request at this time as well.
All right.
I bless you, Dr. Johnson, and the prayer line. I'm grateful this morning to yet be in Atlanta to live and able to move. But I have packed this morning that when so good for me. I mean, I heard it, and I'm talking kind of funny right now, but I thank God for him bringing me out. Right now, I'm doing pretty good. I'm able to get up, and that's a blessing.
Yes, it
and
is.
And pray for me.
All right, Mother Wilson. God bless you. All right. Now, those who want to have their prayer request known, I hope you heard my instructions. I know change is something we don't normally handle too well. I know how you I am and how you are. But I'm receiving prayer requests this morning first. Amen. Prayer requests. Amen. I hope you hear me. And God's going to bless us through it. Amen. So get your prayer request ready. Press that *6 and then #1. *6, #1. And if you have a prayer request, open your line and go ahead and give your prayer request.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm requesting prayer from our mother, Smith, Harry Smith, and mother Phyllis, and sister Dolly Taylor,
oh,
and my pastor, Dr. Johnson, and his companion, sister Betty, and all the people of God.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you. All right. Anyone else with a prayer request?
This is Walt. Sister Elizabeth.
I hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My pastor, we lost Pastor Jake Stewart in Texas, and we're praying for his family. We're having a funeral today.
Tell us who you are first.
Rose from Texas.
Rose, okay. And for your pastor and who else?
For my pastor and for my church and for our district, we lost one of our pastors, Pastor Stewart, and we funeralized him this morning.
Wow, okay. His family, okay. God bless you. Anyone else, please?
Lord,
I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Sister Roy, prayer request. I'm requesting prayer for my family, for the Roy family.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.